Since the turn of the century, Seattle leaders have been making big promises on climate change.
In the last 4 years, we set a new standard of trying to be the national leader. I think our citizens expect that from our city.
I asked the people of Seattle to work with me to meet the reductions called for in the Kyoto Protocol.
Carbon neutrality by 2050, it means you have to do a lot in the near term.
We are standing by our commitment to be 100% renewable by the year 2050.
We will not just lead the nation, we may lead the world.
That was Mayor Durkin, Mayor Murray, Mayor McGinn, Mayor Nichols, and Mayor Schell. But the city has not yet delivered. KUOW's John Ryan has been looking into Seattle's climate goals and why it's failed to reach them. He told me Seattle's bold plans date back to 2001 with Mayor Paul Schell.
And he promised that the city would do what the federal government refused to do, and that is reduce its emissions along the lines of this international climate treaty called the Kyoto Protocol that the George Bush administration didn't want any part of. So he said, yeah, we'll reduce our emissions here in Seattle by that amount, 7% or more, in a decade. And then that decade passed, and the emissions didn't go down by that much. Other mayors made similar promises or even more aggressive promises. Mike McGinn, Ed Murray, Jenny Durkin, they all promised to slash more than half off the city's carbon emissions by the year 2030 and then eliminate them altogether by the year 2050. So very aggressive agenda that they say is kind of defensible and based on what the scientists tell us we need to do nationally and globally to stave off the worst sorts of global warming.
Okay, so it's 2018 now. How are we doing in terms of carbon pollution?
Well, we've had a lot of ups and downs with the economy, and we've seen a lot of growth here. But the big picture is that we're putting the same amount of carbon into the sky now as we were back in 1990. That was the year that all that Kyoto Protocol was based on. We were supposed to be reducing emissions below that level, and we haven't done that. We're almost the identical amount today as we were in 1990. And I guess the good side of that is our economy has grown a lot. That means our per-person emissions have actually come down a fair bit. But the atmosphere doesn't care about per-person emissions. The atmosphere cares how much total emissions we're putting out. And at this point, you know, it's worth pointing out that lower emissions don't really help the climate. They just hurt it less. That's why the city is trying to get down to zero emissions, so we're no longer harming the climate that we all rely on.
All right. So the city of Seattle may not have achieved its goals, but how are we stacking up against other big American cities?
You know, we get hydropower for most of our electricity here. So that is basically a carbon neutral, a climate friendly source. So per person, we're better than other cities in much of the country. But these other cities, as they're kind of shifting away from coal in recent years, they see their emissions coming down, whereas we're not seeing those same rates of progress. Transportation really is our number one challenge. And I talked with an architect here who's been following climate change. But he says that even though the challenges are a bit different here, what we do here really matters. I spoke with an architect named Rico Kittingdongo, and he said what we do here can really affect what other cities do too.
If we can show practical measures that help this city get to carbon neutrality by 2050, I think that we can provide tools, inspiration, that can be used by other cities to get to these really important goals.
Okay, so that's what one local climate watcher is saying. How about our new mayor, Jenny Durkin? What can you tell us about her plans to make Seattle carbon neutral?
Right, along with, I think, pretty much every other mayor in the 21st century, she has promised to make us a national leader on climate change. Actually, I stand corrected. Bruce Harrell, he was mayor for, I think,
five days.
I don't think he made that promise. So one of our 21st century mayors did not make that promise, as far as I know. She's made the promise to be a climate leader and said, yes, we're going to be carbon neutral. So far, we don't have too much more information. Amy Radel, our colleague, will be having a story on that very question coming out on Thursday. Right now, I can say that the city was supposed to come out with an update to its action agenda for what are the things it's going to do to actually become carbon neutral by the end of December. The Durkin administration has delayed that to the end of March, and city officials say they're doing that to make sure that they're really on board with what the mayor's agenda is for climate change.
All right. KUOW's John Ryan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kim.